SF Chronicle scolds Newsom for Feinstein seat appointment. By Paul Bois on October 2, 2023. The San Francisco Chronicle issued a scathing rebuke of Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom after he appeared to bungle the appointment to fill the late Senator Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. Newsom appointed Emily's List President LaFonza Butler to fill the Senate seat on Monday to keep with his previous promise of nominating a black woman. Butler also has the added benefit of being the first LGBTQ member to represent the state of California in the U.S. Senate. However, immediately after news of her appointment broke, Republicans across social media noted that she listed the state of Maryland as her residence, forcing her to scrub her public bios. Newsom also had to backtrack on his previous promise to appoint a caretaker to fill the seat so that the current Democrat primary could go forward without interruption. Newsom's handling of Feinstein's replacement was a highlight reel of his political flaws, wrote Emily Hoven at the SF Chronicle. The governor's bumbling response to the Senate seat opening should serve as a cautionary tale for those who see him as the vanguard of the Democratic Party and as a presidential contender. Eager to generate headlines and to make history, Newsom is great at making bold proclamations, even if he contradicts them moments later. But a leader who puts good governance first wouldn't have said anything about Feinstein's seat unless and until the time came to make a decision. Representative Barbara Lee, DCA, whom Newsom snubbed as an appointee, also blasted the governor for essentially promising to use a black woman as a caretaker, which forced him to backtrack his initial comments and say that LaFonza Butler could run in the 2024 election if she decided to. "I am troubled by the governor's remarks. The idea that a black woman should be appointed only as a caretaker to simply check a box is insulting to countless black women across this country who have carried the Democratic Party to victory election after election," Lee said. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.